This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Thursday.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Sorry about that news, Maddie. Somebody had put the ad in the wrong spot, so it just threw everything out.
That's
apologize.
Okay. Live radio, we love it.
You press one wrong thing, or somebody does one little thing, and it's like a chain reaction, isn't
ultimate
it?
Ultimate chaos.
It is. How was your night, guys?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Boring.
Really?
Nothing on.
It was cold enough to light a fire last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was like, yeah,
that might be the last time.
It might be. Year. I keep thinking that, and then it just gets cold again.
Yeah. Meg, big achievement for you. You've lost 35 kilos as of today. Congratulations.
This morning. Hooray.
Ticked over. That's awesome.
Very, very proud of myself to a degree.
Oh, of course.
Well, you should be. You also must be really hungry.
No. That's the good thing about having weight loss surgery. It kind of helps with that.
That's cool. How was your night last night?
Yeah, very good. Very chill. Hey, Maddie, I did notice on Facebook last night you're selling some clothes at the moment.
I am, yes.
I thought we'd give you a cheeky plug.
Over on my Depop.
I just realised that you're like a full model. You're modelling the clothes in this.
I need someone else to model them though, because I keep trying them on and I don't want to get rid of them anymore.
That's a problem. Does Depop have like stores you can search up? Is that the thing?
I believe so. Yeah. So, so my Depop store is McNichols. If anyone wants to buy some clothes, I think I actually sold a bunch overnight though.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That's what I'm doing when I get home today. Sending out some packages.
Pack and shipping.
Finally clearing out my room.
Wrong choice of music.
Yeah.
Really sorry. It's not like an 80s porn film. I'm just selling some clothes.
I thought it was more like, you know, when that, like in the 90s, whenever characters in movies walked into like a shopping center, it was always that exact music, wasn't it?
David Jones, Grace Brothers.
Grace Brothers.
God.
It's been a while.
You're old, Meg.
Yeah, a little bit. Still remember at Charlestown Square back in the day.
Wait, so Grace Brothers turned into David Jones, right?
No,
or
Maya.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They still see those Grace Brothers trucks doing deliveries, though, right?
I think they're Grace, like, removalists.
Removalists, that's what I'm saying.
Is it the same company?
I don't know.
Maybe
we need to
look
into this.
Yeah.
Awkward pivot in, like, business models. Department stores to home deliveries.
Removalists.
Oh, good. Hey, guys, our Lads versus Lasses is up next.
Yep, the ultimate battle of the sexes game where you're playing for, like, ultimate glory for your team. The lads need all the glory they can get right now. 66 to the ladies, 68. We're looking for one guy, one girl right now. 13, 10, 09. You're actually playing for $50 to spend at Menu Log, craving tacos to the chateau. Said it right. Tap the Menu Log app and get the food you want delivered anytime, any day. Give us a call, 13, 10, 09.
Excellent. We'll do it after Justin Bieber. This is Anyone at New FM. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Thursday. This is New FM with The Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Lads versus Lasses time right now, and we still need a lad on 13 10 09. Come on, boys.
New FM and The Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'll take a win by default. That's fine.
No.
Guys sitting at 66, the gals on 68. You're playing for a $50 Menu Log voucher today as well. All you got to do is answer the most amount of questions right, and you win for your team. Easy.
Come on, guys. We can't have no guys on. That'd
be
very
we can. Sure, we can. It's fine.
All right, let's meet our last first up. Her name is Nathel from Raymond Terrace. Not working today. She's just kicking back at home, which is so ideal right now. Hey, Nathel, how are you?
Not too bad.
Hey, all right. This is so easy. All you need to do is get as many questions right as possible. Are you confident?
No.
I believe in you, Nathel.
Not at all.
I believe in you.
I'm guessing you're not playing trivia at the pub all that often.
No, not really.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Nathel, which is multiple choice. Which of the following tools would you need to change a tyre? A, an Allen key, B, a jack, or C, a screwdriver?
Okay, B.
Oh, that is correct.
Done.
This is the easiest question of all time. Question number two. Which actor plays the character John Wick?
Oh, my goodness. John Wick. John Wick.
Sexy man.
He is.
Dark hair.
I know.
What's his name? No good.
Sorry.
I love your tactic though. Keanu Reeves. Question number three. Which is more recent in terms of Xbox releases? Is it A, the Xbox 360E, the Xbox One, or the Xbox Series X?
Xbox Series X.
Yes.
That is correct.
Well done, babe.
Hey, Nathel, great job. 2 out of 3. Just
that's
hold the
good
line. I'm meeting our lad next.
Yeah, it's Brad. How you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys?
Really good. Do you reckon you can do more than two right?
Depends on the question.
That's a great and logical way of thinking about things. $50 menu log voucher up for grabs. Let's get into your questions. First one. What hairstyle is short with hair around jaw length?
Bangs.
It's a bob. Is what
bangs
we're
are more
there
like a fringe type thing.
Gladys Berejiklian has a bob cut, right?
Yeah.
There we go. I couldn't tell
there you.
question number two. This one's multiple choice, rather. A man? Is that amaranth?
Amaranth.
Amaranth, okay. Is a shade of which colour? Is it A, purple, B, yellow, or C, red?
I want to say red.
That is correct.
Yes.
I'm glad you want to say it. You got it right. Number three, which Kardashian sister was banned from this week's Met Gala?
Khloe?
Yeah.
Oh. Correct, which means...
tiebreaker coin toss right now.
Here we go. Oh my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Yeah, Brad, you clearly know your women.
Yeah,
right,
you do.
Heads or tails, man?
Heads.
Going for heads for the win for Brad.
Tails.
Ah, yes.
Oh, no, Brad.
Disappointing.
Oh, sorry, man. Thanks for playing. Nathel, guess what? You win, my friend.
Yay.
Well done, babe. $50 menu log voucher coming your way.
Mad. Thank you.
It is mad. You know, put some Snoop Dogg on now and think about what you're going to order. Thank you, Nathel.
Maybe some tacos to the chateau. Up next, we've got to talk about, and this might surprise you, the woolly mammoth. Now, this is an animal that obviously hasn't been around for a long time, about 10,000 years at least.
Mm.
But every couple of years, it seems, there's a story about how they're going to do a bit of DNA cloning. Now, the story just came out yesterday about this, and I've done my own research. Turns out this is a really ongoing thing. They've been talking about doing it like it's going to be tomorrow since the 1990s.
It never eventuates.
Yeah, so we're going to talk more about the history of cloning the woolly mammoth.
Okay, details next. That's 16 past 6 at New FM right now. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Ace of Base, The Sun. Welcome to Thursday, 6:22 with the Novos. 8 degrees in the valley right now.
The woolly mammoth, somehow it seems to capture our imagination when really it's just a blundery, like, hairy elephant, right? That's the real basis of it. But 10,000 years ago, they were still walking around. They went extinct. And then all these years later, the first, like, chat of this was the late 90s when they started talking about, hey, when Dolly the sheep whole situation happened, the first cloning, they were like, maybe we could clone a woolly mammoth. Like, how amazing would that be?
Why, of all the animals that are extinct, a woolly mammoth?
Okay, so the reason behind that is there's these expeditions in Siberia where they keep going out and they keep digging up these mammoths in excellent condition, like, because they've been under the permafrost the whole time. Since the moment they died in, like, very cold climate. So you imagine, like, dying in a freezer or a cow dying in a freezer, and then, of course, it's frozen, so the meat's still going to be good, right? Mm. That's the sort of basics behind it. All this DNA is still there. So they're so closely related to the elephant that they think we could just pop one in an elephant, like the DNA, and like breed a woolly mammoth, basically clone one. So it's not that different to the Dolly the Sheep situation yeah. in a lot of ways. That's why they think that it's possible. But for whatever reason, they never actually get around to it. And it seems like almost every single year, there's a new story about like new funding or whatever that's happened about how it might come out.
I feel like the quest to revive the woolly mammoth has kept the National Geographic Channel in business.
Absolutely.
So many docos on it.
Between them and Discovery, and also the people that do the little like animations, they're doing great out of this because every year they get to, you know, they've got a new contract for a documentary.
Can you imagine if the woolly mammoth was walking the earth again?
Could you imagine if it finally happens and David Attenborough gets to do it?
Oh, that obviously
he would lose his mind.
Between the BBC, that would be their number one rating doco of all time. But just in the last couple of years, we don't have to go far back. Like, you know, in Google, when you search at the bottom, it's got all those O's.
Yep.
You just like click a few across at a time. First one back in 2019 from Extreme Tech Online: mammoths return. Scientists bring life into 28,000-year-old cell. Can this still happen? Switch another year back to 2018. The Natural History Museum, New York, online. Scientists have been trying to genetically engineer a mammoth from an Asian elephant. We are one step closer. 2017 from Live Science. Mammoth resurrection, 11 hurdles to bringing back the Ice Age beast. 2016 from the New York Post. The last woolly mammoths in North America didn't survive. Can we bring them back? From 2015 at the Washington Post. De-extinction of the woolly mammoth. We're one step closer. 2015, The Guardian. The quest to clone a mammoth. The question is, should we do it? On and on it goes. Every single year this comes around. When is it actually going to happen? Maybe never.
Sounds like that mate that always says they'll do something but just never get around to doing it.
Yeah.
They've got some really great samples. I've just pulled up an article here from 2012. 10,000 years after woolly mammoths vanished from the face of the earth, scientists are embarking on an ambitious project to bring the beast back to the Arctic tundra. Have a look at this. This is a perfectly preserved baby woolly mammoth.
Wow. I feel like is every single scientist on Earth that isn't doing COVID stuff doing mammoths? Like, is that all that's happening right now? COVID and mammoths?
If they successfully clone it, what's the point?
Well, it's just you can bring back dinosaurs back to life.
Dinosaurs would be interesting. Like, well, yeah.
That's your one step closer to that.
I think what it is we have as a society, and I thank Jurassic Park for this, a fascination with prehistoric creatures.
Absolutely. Mm. Like, why do you want to bring them back? They're so big and they can kill you. It's a terrible idea.
It's not like it's going to hang out with the elephant that gives birth to it.
No.
Like, it's going to be twice the size. It'll probably kill it.
It'll look too different.
Maybe Disney's funding it for the live-action remake of Ice Age.
Yeah, the little bit of news comes around.
Yeah, people are going to start going to see Ice Age again.
The dad will take the kids because I love a mammoth story.
Coming to Disney Plus, Dumbo with hair. Have a shave, Dumbo. 627. Thank you for that. Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll revisit this in a year.
Of course, you will.
Check out the developments. Good morning.
The Novos. When you wake up on New FM. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Guys, I'm going on holidays at the end of the year. Me and my mate are travelling up to Byron in a camper van. I've spoken about this on the show before, but he's bringing his little chihuahua along for the 13-day expedition.
The whole time? Why? Why does he get a pet sitter or something?
He really loves his dog. He really loves his dog. He wants to take it on the trip. I think that's maybe why he wants to go on the trip. I'm just the extra. I'm the third wheel with him and the dog.
You're like the pet.
Well, you didn't have to say that. Well, but
it was a bit of fun, you know. We're in the entertainment business.
How awful. Awful. Anyway, he was messaging me yesterday about like the road trip itself and where we'll be stopping off and stuff. Yeah. And he was he told me that his dog, its name's Shatsy, it's celebrating its birthday during the trip.
See, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes, we'll need to stop off at a pet barn and get it a doggy birthday cake and store it in what I'm guessing is a very small fridge on the camper van.
What? That's
all right.
I'm going to say that's too much.
I'm all for it. I don't want this dog to ruin our holiday, though. I feel like if we're shopping for doggy birthday cakes on the way, on the road, and storing it in the tiny little bar fridge, I think it might be a sign of things to come.
It's too much. I'm putting it out there.
I love his dog. I love him, but...
Dogs don't know when their birthday is, just till when you get back.
It'd be one thing if it was like a 5-day holiday or something like that. 13. That dog's going to get bored.
Dogs don't have an opposable thumbs to run a calendar. They just don't know when it is.
Where am I going to store my beers?
Well,
I ain't drinking warm beers, guys, no. Let me tell you.
Not drinking warm beers to appease a birthday cake for a dog.
It seems like you are. That's actually the reality of what's happening.
I want to open up the lines next and ask, did the pet ruin the holiday?
Oh, this is great.
Do you guys have any experience with this? Meg, I know you have birds. Corolla, but...
So Mum takes care of the birds when we go away. Yeah, we've only ever had one experience, but it didn't necessarily ruin the holiday. We found out when we got home from our holiday that our dog was put down.
Oh, that's really
well. You had to go there.
Yeah, I had to go there. See, your situation nowhere near as bad. Hell. Making your situation look better.
I've got a light and bright one to bring it back, if that's all right. One of my friends, he like loves going on holiday, but he's got three dogs.
Yeah,
and he leaves them like he has someone stay in the house, take care of the dogs. While he was away, one of them escaped and like chased after a kangaroo, and ended up like. Breaking its leg and costing $5,000 at the vet.
Maybe they should have taken the dog with them on holiday.
Would have been cheaper to buy a doggy birthday cake. I'm just saying.
131009. Did the pet ruin the holiday? Every caller that gets to air as well goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is $500 to spend at Belmont Outdoor Power Tools. The lines are open. 6:37. Good morning. Hey, that rain is clearing up today. Partly cloudy, though. 20 the top on the coast. It's 11 in the city right now. Yeah, guys, opening up the lines, 131009. Did the pet ruin the holiday? Just to recap, going on a summer holiday with my best friend at the end of the year. Road tripping to Byron. Long trip, 9 hours in the car, 13 days, 2 days on the road together with a little tiny chihuahua. I can't believe my friend. He's messaging saying, it's Shatsy's birthday during the trip, so we're going to have to find like a doggy birthday cake. And already I'm feeling the dog. Is like higher up in priorities.
Almost certainly. You're very worried that the dog is going to get priority. It's going to cause trouble. It's going to, you know, cause drama for the trip, right?
It's a lovely dog. I love it. But the trip's basically centering around this little chihuahua.
And where it wants to go.
You've said a couple of times as well you want to stay in an Airbnb along the way.
Yeah.
Is this the reason you can't stay in an Airbnb because they don't allow dogs?
No, a lot of Airbnbs do allow dogs. Yeah, yeah. The other thing as well, I said to my friend, Lee, I'm like, Lee, what happens when we want to go out and drink? You know, I want to go out and celebrate. I'm on holidays. Oh, well, pubs allow dogs.
Very limited amounts
very
of
limited
pubs.
Not that many.
So you're worried. You're worried about the situation. 131009 if you want to either appease Maddie's fears, make him feel a bit better, or if you want to make him worse. Let's see. Sally, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Hey. Thanks. Yourself?
Very well. Now tell us, have you been on holiday with a dog? How did it go?
Yes, I have. We have a 3-year-old border collie, Scruffy. And we actually went last year to Coffs Harbour, then followed by Byron Bay in the car with two kids, the dog, in our Toyota Kluga.
Okay, this sounds like a Disney movie in itself. Now, Scruffy the dog, because Maddie's very worried about holidaying with the dog. It went okay, yeah?
It went absolutely fantastic.
So did you
He had a ball.
Sally, did you go out and celebrate? Like, did you leave the dog by itself at any point, or...?
No, not at all. We took him absolutely everywhere we went.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Maddie's
hoping...
You just
got to make sure that you just research everything properly. So, and there's a lot of places that we did take Scruffy. Actually, when we went to the Big Banana for one day at the fun park, we actually dropped Scruffy off at a pet parlour. and he got groomed for an hour and a half.
Clever.
Now, that does take a while. I used to work in a pet grooming salon when I was a teenager, and people leave their dogs there for like 9 hours. That's a great idea, Sally.
Yep. And if you go to somewhere that actually, that you can take the dogs, like a motel or caravan park, a lot of the other dogs that are there as well, they're all there for the same reason. They sit back, relax, and have fun with their owners.
Now, see, Maddie, you said, I thought you, when you said you worked at a dog groom's, I thought you were going to say you worked at the Big Banana. I was going to be like, different. That's very strange, you know, and highly unlikely. Hey, look, does that give you any, like, does that, you know, put you at ease at all?
Not really.
You're still going to try and convince your mate to get...
Sally, it's just, you know, like, I guess when you're on a trip with a family, like, you've got a bunch of you guys there, but, like, if you were single with your man... And you wanted to, you know, go out maybe.
Maddie wants to go out on the pool.
No fancy, no fancy restaurants. No, you know, bar hopping. But I guess we're looking for different things. I'm not really the family guy.
Not yet.
Well, we even took Scruffy to one of the pubs up there at Coffs Harbour. He was allowed to walk straight through the pub.
Oh, that's all right.
You have to just, you got to do your research, I think is the key.
Thanks for what Sally's saying.
If you want to meet someone on holidays as well, go for a walk with the dog.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Use them as bait, if you will.
Bait. You know, you're not catching a fish.
Oh, when you're out looking for a man, yes.
That's true.
I love how this conversation has turned into me looking for a man.
Well, you know. You're a young single guy on the road.
You were saying when you booked this in the first place that where were you going to go if you happened to meet someone, because you're like, I want to go to an Airbnb, but the camper van is very hard to bring someone back to.
That's so true.
You're right. That's a good point about the dog. It is.
You got to use it. Use it to your advantage.
I don't think he likes the fact that we're making good points.
You'll be fighting over the dog. Who gets to walk it today?
He won't share it.
Up next, guys, if you've been taking note of the Met Gala that went on this week, there are a couple of notable absences, one being Khloe Kardashian because she's apparently too C-list.
Can I just ask, and I know this might sound really ignorant, like, what's the point of the Met Gala? Like, what is it?
I think it's just a bunch of celebrities to get dressed up.
It's a show-off contest, isn't it?
I think that's all it is.
You have to buy the tickets as well, don't you?
Well, I thought you need an invite.
Yeah, and then you have to buy them. Yeah.
The only thing I really know about the Met was the Ocean's 8 movie with... Was it Sandra Bullock?
Like, what do they do when they get inside the building?
They eat, like, terrible
food. They push their
food
around and pretend to eat it.
Because none of them eat it because they're all, like, only just fit into the suits by the last stitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting event.
So there might be a reason that you don't want to go, but I think it's more of the exclusivity of having the invite. But, as I said, Khloe Kardashian was banned for being too C-list. Another one who wasn't there was Nicki Minaj, who I think has been there a few times. I would have loved to see her outfit, but she didn't go because the organisers insisted that everyone be vaccinated against COVID-19. That wasn't for her.
Well, she's had a big drama this week on Twitter.
Nicki Minaj
bashing the vaccine.
And the best part is Western Sydney Health have got on board with the bashing.
Oh, it's excellent.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Nicki Minaj versus New South Wales Health.
Western Sydney Health.
Even better.
More of a scrap then, I think.
Yeah.
That's an even matchup. Our details next at UFM.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 UFM.
Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, What Other People Say at UFM with the Novos, Maddie Mech and Crevo. It's 11 degrees around the lake right now.
I think we are already trending number one worldwide.
Poor Nicki Minaj, she's got a bit of hate on Twitter at the moment, so she skipped the Met Gala this week. I'm thinking, oh, maybe she's busy, maybe she's, you know, having a baby, who knows? No, it turns out she doesn't want to go because the organisers insisted everyone going to the Met Gala have the COVID-19 vaccination. And I understand maybe she was anti-vax before the reasons that she announced, but it turns out she tweeted saying that her Trinidadian cousin's friend, so it's not even someone relatively close to her, had become impotent after being vaccinated, and she was reluctant to take it until they have done enough research.
Meg,
I feel like you're
plenty
skipping...
Plenty of research. Meg, oh, there is an extra part.
You're skipping over some important details in this tweet. Yeah. I just want to point this one out to you. Is it because it was too awkward to say?
I was getting to that.
Okay.
All right, get to it.
Feel free.
Do you want to jump in here, Maddie?
No. Just the funniest part of this is what she said.
Well, that's the thing. The follow-up to that part was his testicles became swollen. His friend was away, weeks away from getting married. Now the girl has called off the wedding. Oh. I have not heard of swollen testicles being a side effect of COVID-19 vaccination.
I'm calling BS.
It wasn't
listed on the
list.
I'm pretty sure that's an STD.
It wasn't listed on the list of things that can go wrong after the vaccine. I mean, headaches, tiredness, not swollen balls.
Well, this is what Western Sydney Health have issue. Done. They've tweeted back at Nicki Minaj basically saying, common side effects of COVID-19 vaccine, pain and swelling in the injection site, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, fevers and chills, joint pain. Things that don't happen after a COVID-19 vaccination, and just put Nicki Minaj's tweet.
Yeah. It's not changing the size of your balls.
When
it's
you
just
get
not.
Taken down by Western Sydney Health, of all organisations.
So are we, is Nicki Minaj a full anti-vaxxer?
I don't think so.
Or is she just like on the fence and unsure? Yeah. Like,
I think she sits where a lot of people do. Like you said, maybe unsure, doesn't really know what to say, probably doesn't want to speak out too much in case she'll offend some fans. Yeah. I don't know.
She's blaming it on her, what is it, Trinidadian cousin's friend.
Or maybe she just didn't have a spare $30,000 to go to the Met Gala. Because that's how much it costs you to go to the Met Gala. You got to, first of all, get an invite, and then you got to fork out $30,000 for a ticket.
Maybe she didn't get an invite this year. Oh. She's kind of been, like, in the background for a while. I love Nicki, don't get me wrong, but...
If Chloe didn't get an invite, maybe Nicki didn't either.
Is this possible? Mm. I think that's a real possibility, and she's sort of using this as an excuse.
Random question, though. If this was actually listed as an official side effect, would you have gotten the COVID jab?
It made me impotent.
It's not a thing, though. Mm. Like, even slight swelling, I can accept.
Nicki Minaj has said so.
Wasn't the Pfizer jab linked to, like, swollen boobs as well in women?
I wish.
That's what it was,
the Pfizer boob job.
Yeah,
that's that story was out a while back. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Mm. Poor Nicki.
Well, yeah, she'll be right.
She'll be copping it for weeks.
She didn't go to the Met Gala for 1 year. Like,
that's right. Just get the
She's alive.
She might have
right.
enough research by the time the next one rolls around.
Hopefully. Checking in with the newsroom next. Plus, Guy's birthday lotto is back before 8 o'clock today with $1,225.
This is... The Novos.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So up next, we're going to try and achieve a Newcastle radio record, right? So this has never been done before. Over the past couple of months, we as a team have noticed that this radio show has had tons and tons of disability support workers calling the show. Now, I think it's like a big part of it is because of lockdown. They're obviously essential workers. They're out and about doing their normal work. And maybe it's a bit easier for them to get through calling through to the show because everyone else is stuck at home.
I reckon we get at least two per day on average.
Absolutely.
It's like easy.
It's unbelievable. So what I thought we could do, let's try and set a record, a Newcastle radio record for the most disability support workers on the air.
It's free market research for the boss this morning.
Well, that too. But look, this is the easiest possible way to get into the draw for prize of the week. This week, of course, $500 voucher for Belmont Outdoor Power. They're an awesome place. You get all your mowers, your whippersnippers, all that sort of thing. 131009. Are you a disability support worker and do you want to be part of history right now? This is your chance. Call up.
Only disability support workers.
That's right.
Oh, look at them ringing.
Yeah. Phones are ringing. Get on the phone. Be a part of history with us. 131009. This is your chance.
All right, we'll do it after Salt and Pepper. Push It at New FM. It's 7:07. Good morning.
Push it.
Salt and Pepper Pushettes at New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 11 past 7 this morning and we are making radio history here. We are asking you, if you are a disability support worker, call now. We're trying to get as many of you as possible on the air. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's right. A Newcastle radio record. Nobody's ever done this before in history.
Unique content.
We are breaking records. That's right. We've noticed that so many disability support workers call our show and we absolutely love it because you guys do great work and we get you on the show. This is where we get as many as possible on the air. Everyone, of course, that gets on the air gets in the draw for our prize of the week. $500 voucher for Belmont Outdoor Power.
I don't know why I was so worried about this segment, but man,
you thought we might not get many calls. No, the phone lit up as soon as you mentioned it.
That's right. So we just need your name and where you're based.
Okay, we are number one for Newcastle's disability support workers. Let's meet our first worker here, Teresa. Good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, Teresa. Of course, you're a disability support worker. Welcome to the show. Have you been listening for long?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
There you go. That's all we need.
That's all we need. You're a part of radio history. Thank Congratulations.
You. Let's go to Christy. Good morning. You're a disability support worker.
Yes, I certainly am.
You've been doing it for how long?
7 years.
7 years. How amazing is that? Thank you for listening.
No worries. Thank you.
Hey, Christy, tell us about the life of a disability support worker. Like, what does your day look like every day? You obviously go to work overnight, yeah?
Sometimes, yeah. It's each day is different because we can get sent to different houses and be supporting different clients each day. So some can be quite challenging and some can be quite easy.
Oh, well, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you for everything that you do. It's
we appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to us.
Absolutely. And making history. Up next is Kath. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does it feel to be a part of radio history in Newcastle?
It's absolutely amazing.
Did you know there was such a community of you guys out there?
Yes, I did.
Do you guys talk to each other? Like, do you all know each other?
No. Only if we meet socially, random. Yeah. I've been doing it for 32 years, so very, very happy in the role.
Do you guys have any secret signs to identify each other? Like, do you have, like, secret handshakes and stuff?
They're not the Masons.
No, just a very caring aura about ourselves.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, I love
absolutely.
It.
Great job.
Thanks for being a part of history.
Going to Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. What do you do for work?
I'm a disability support worker.
You're a part of history. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels really good.
It's fantastic. How long have you been doing it for?
Well, about 5 years now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Good amount of time.
What was your previous job, Kelly?
I worked at an office before, so I needed to mix it up a bit. So, yeah. Good change.
Living life on the wild side.
I know, right? And also making records and breaking records.
It takes an amazing person to be a disability support worker. You've got to have so much patience, so much empathy. A lot of you are amazing.
Yeah,
just putting it out there.
It's
amazing.
Hard work, but very rewarding, and we love having you part of the community.
Call up any time as well, 13109.
Hey, we did a whole segment on you.
We must love you.
I love that. Hey, guys, from disability support workers to the Deputy Premier of New South Wales, John Barilaro. You might have noticed he's been in the news in the last 24 hours. So long story short, the Premier has kind of delegated COVID, the issue of COVID-19 to John Barilaro in the regional centres. So Newcastle, Gosford, all over New South Wales. Each day he has a press conference with journalists and he basically just sums up the day, what's happening, and he takes questions. This Central Coast journo hit him up with a question yesterday. Her name is Sky Hull and he didn't like the question she asked, right? So he was pictured like on film, basically turning the camera off whilst she was asking the question. Didn't want a bar of it. Mm. Anyway, she's forgot to put her Zoom on mute and she's ranted like no tomorrow about the premiere. The whole Zoom meeting heard it. I love it.
It's awkward versus awkward.
Yeah.
I've got the audio on the air next at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
George Ezra, Shotgun at New FM. It's 7:22. Welcome to Thursday. 20 the top on the coast today. It's 11 degrees right now, guys. John Barilaro, the Deputy Premier of New South Wales. So basically, Gladys has delegated to him to inform the regional media each day at lunchtime in a big Zoom call. So she's kind of like, I'll look after Sydney. John, you look after the regions.
The rest of it, if you will.
So every newsroom around the state pretty much goes onto this Zoom call from each newsroom and asks him questions, and it's the same sort of format as the 11 o'clock news conference. Anyway, this Central Coast News reporter called Sky Hull made a big mistake on Tuesday after asking a question to the Deputy Premier. She was asking him about reports that COVID patients from Western Sydney were transferred to Gosford Hospital, which is a fair question, I feel.
100%. Absolutely. Especially if you're on the Central Coast, that's a big deal because potentially COVID is being like shipped up there.
Yeah.
In like ambulances, right? You'd be wanting to know what's going on.
So on the call, John Barilaro kind of brushed over the question and called it scaremongering. At this point, right, he obviously wasn't happy with it. He turned his camera off. Anyway, Sky's obviously been in her newsroom and she thought that she'd hit mute on her microphone and she then started to rant about the Deputy Premier to her colleague. I've got the audio. It's so awkward. Take a listen.
He turned his camera off on me. Sorry, I'm pissed off. He purposely did that. I saw him fiddling around with a thing and he turned the camera off when he was replying to my question. And that's why
Sky, we can hear all of that and that's not correct. I didn't turn off the camera. I was actually trying to find the next question. So, Sky, we heard everything you just said. Disappointed it. And everyone else heard it as well, just letting you know. Sorry, Javier, you go ahead.
Oh, he was disappointed.
You know what? He saw an opportunity to flip the script.
Yep.
And, like, from being the guy that switched off the camera to the guy that, you know, was embarrassed for you, Sky.
I don't think she needed to be embarrassed in front of all of her news colleagues from around New South Wales. I think that was a bit much.
Yeah.
Also, like, fair question. The original question was fair.
Totally fair.
And he kind of just brushed past it anyway.
And he still didn't answer the question.
Exactly. Typical political move. Oh, yeah, cameras turned off. What a shame.
A lot of people have been supporting Sky in the last couple of days, which is rightly so. But it just goes to show, why even hold these news conferences if you're not going to answer questions?
Yeah.
If the question had been something that was a little bit, you know, like, I'm going to say, for lack of a better word, like stabby or difficult, sure, like, you might side with John. But in this situation, it's a very reasonable and well-thought-out question.
Imagine how she felt when she heard him say, everybody heard that, Sky.
Yeah. The heart would sink.
A little bit, but at the same time, I'd be like, well, answer the question then.
Yeah.
That's what I would be thinking.
I think a lot of other people were thinking that as well. Like, they're not thinking embarrassment. They're thinking, why didn't you answer the question?
I feel like we've all been there at some point. Yeah. Has it ever happened to you where you've accidentally not hung up your phone and started bitching about your friend or something?
Oh, look, it probably has. I can't think of any specific example.
Yeah, not right now.
You
but
pocket
it's
dial a lot.
Chris. Yeah, a lot. I'm a big pocket dialer. Must be something on my leg, like poking into the phone or something.
Do you pocket dial much?
Well, I don't have my phone in my pockets because we don't have pockets. It's always in the handbag.
Oh, well, I hope she gets a better job out of this.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of her until now, so she's
building
getting
up a profile with accidental non-muting.
Imagine it was all just a plan to build the profile.
Well played.
Yeah, it's working.
Hey, guys, checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at New FM, 7:26. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
The Novos. Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Hey, how big is this announcement out of course, the Canberra, the UK and the US? This massive defense deal. This is huge for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of popped out of nowhere in a lot of ways, but it's big news, and of course, they're on this, like, strange three-way teleconference sort of thing, where Biden's...
AUKUS.
Yeah, Biden's live in a room with reporters and stuff, and then there's just... They've done the thing, like, when you're in primary school and they wheel out a TV, but it's got, like, ScoMo on Zoom and then another one with Boris on Zoom.
A really interesting moment from the press conference. A slight bit of humour, actually. Now, this next thing I'm about to play, you would have slapped hard for ScoMo. President Biden forgot his name.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Pal.
Oh.
That fella down under.
Poor ScoMo.
Hey, I hate Trump, but I'm happy to slap Biden as well.
Oh, 100%. Like,
that is so embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You're talking about one of the biggest defense deals. I mean, big enough for him to be in a room with reporters talking about it, and he can't remember his name.
As you said before, doesn't he have a teleprompter of some sort?
You would have thought so.
At least...
I'm starting to now realise that's why they get angry at him when he deviates from the script, because this happens all the time.
Mm.
Like, short of calling him Skippy, there's not much more. There's no more insulting thing that you could say than "pal," the fella down under.
This only just went down too, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like, so the memes that are going to come out of this are going to be gold.
Thank you, Boris.
One more time.
I want to thank. That fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
I mean, there's moments everyone has in their life where they forget someone's name at that exact moment when you need it.
You could tell he was trying to think of his name too, and it just didn't come.
You could hear the cogs turning in his little brain, like, going, what do I do?
Poor Biden.
To be fair, Biden goes through that, like, at least once a day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because you can imagine if there would have been a meeting beforehand. Now, you cross everyone, everything you need to know, and he'd be like, what's that fella down under's name? And then in his mind, he's just got fella down under stuck in his head.
You know what, though? If Trump did that, he'd be criticised pretty
absolutely, as Biden is being now.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, from not smart presidents to smart devices. They're taking over the world at the moment, right? Smart watches, smart phones, smart fridges, smart everything. The next big thing, smart glasses.
Interesting. The Facebook ones,
ones that Ray-Ban have brought out. I'm going to give you all the details on those next.
Very good. We'll do it after Tom Grennan right now at New FM. Good morning. Pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Hey, welcome to a brand new day, Thursday. 20 degrees the top on the coast today, guys. This is New FM with the Novos, and we're talking Facebook and their brand new sunglasses.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook. I don't give a f*** about your
Instagram. Yeah, so Facebook has teamed up with Ray-Ban of all companies to release their first pair of smart glasses, offering wearers the ability to capture photos and videos without even needing to pull out their phones. I think this, it's clever, but I also think it's a little bit dangerous.
I think it's awful. So basically there's a small camera, right?
Two small
in
cameras.
In the side of where that little silver dot is on the Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
The camera's there, right?
Yeah, so they've got microphones as well attached to them. Turns out, though, these aren't the first smart glasses on the market. Snapchat spectacles are a thing.
Well, do you guys remember the Google Glass?
Yeah.
That was going to be the next big thing.
I don't know anyone who ever bought a pair of those.
No, they were so expensive. But the thing is with these, like, this is what's the big difference is. With the Google Glasses, they looked like something absurd.
Yeah.
And you see some, you go, oh, that person's wearing Google Glasses. What a Muppet. With these though, they look just like Ray-Bans.
Like
is it the Wayfarer? Is the model
I
of Ray-Bans?
I think so. Yeah,
they just look Exactly like that, with a tiny little dot in the corner.
Exactly like sunglasses. But the thing is, I think, is a little bit interesting about this. They don't actually save the videos to a device or your phone or anything like that. It actually just uploads them straight to your social media accounts. So whatever you're actually, like, filming or recording, it's not being saved, like, for, I'm trying to say it, like, bad purposes. Yeah, it's going live to a degree, so you can't just filter something and save it later. So you can use these for Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, because these are all platforms that Facebook own.
Of course.
Twitter, TikTok, and Snapchat. It's got a 5-megapixel camera, which is pretty good for a pair of glasses. And then microphone and built-in speakers, so you can respond to voice commands and also use them for calls.
I don't like this. I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. I think if you're wearing these, you're right, bit of a flog.
You're doing something shady.
There's so, well, not even that. It's just like, you know, do we have any privacy left at all?
Well, yeah. If you see someone now and they're wearing sunnies, you don't know.
Like,
are you filming me?
Yeah. But if it's going straight to social media, though, then everyone else is going to see it. You can't really save it for your own personal...
Where are they stored? Like, what if it's it uploads something you don't want it to?
There's a lot of questions left around it, right?
Why do we have to put a camera in everything and a microphone? Like every single item. Are we going to do it in with a kettle next?
Well, where will it stop? You can have a little camera in your toaster so you can see, like, from your phone how brown the toast is. I mean, that's actually quite a great idea.
That's actually quite
patent
clever.
Patent pending. I'm taking that. Nobody can have that.
But little things, for example, Prevo like toaster. On my phone, I can. Say, for example, I have my phone in here. Yep. Just put it on the desk like this. Walk out. I can control the camera from my watch. So I could technically, if I was out there and you guys were in here like bitching about me or something, I could.
You could film it.
I could film it.
That's something you've done before me.
You sound like you're really tempting. Good at that.
It's been tempting to do, I'm not going to lie. But, like, if that's an option, this is just one step above that.
Yeah.
That's so
true. I think
true.
It's too much.
I think the difference is there's just something so discreet about these glasses. They just look so much like regular glasses. It's got a spy vibe to it.
I don't know about you guys, but I lose sunglasses all the time. Wouldn't you be filthy if you just left those somewhere?
$495 I'll get you back.
No thanks.
I'm gonna call it. I think it's gonna be a fad. I think a few people will have them. They'll get like a few clicks on TikTok and that's it.
My friend actually, he's involved in a market research company. So he gets to test all of these brand new products as they come out. He tested these glasses like 3 months ago. He said they're just crap.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah, gimmicky.
I reckon it will be because really people, they don't carry glasses or sunnies all the time.
These are the people who just want the status of having the glasses.
That's it.
And like so many markets you couldn't sell them to, like England. The sun's never out.
Yeah, you look like a flog for wearing them.
For the people going to Ibiza and going on to yacht parties and want to look cool and take videos for their social media, that's pretty much who they're marketing these to.
I can imagine the little video. I've got the new Facebook glasses and we're going to go on this yacht party and get mortal.
With Tiesto in the background somewhere.
Exactly. Hey, Facebook. Birthday Lotto is up next. Your chance at $1,225. If you wanted to buy the glasses, you could.
Yeah, a couple of pairs.
Wouldn't recommend it, though. I reckon save it for something heaps better. I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for people born in September. This is your chance at the money. 13-10-09.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Kim Wilde, If I Can't Have You, this is New FM with the Novos, Natty, Meg and Crevo, 751. We have $1,225 to give away right now.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
No easier way to win money in Newcastle, not only with us in the morning, but also across the day at random times. It's just like, right now we're doing birthday lotto time. The boss just runs through the building and says it and they have to do
it.
Hurry up. It's right now. I've decided. Right? So you got to keep it on UFM all day if you like money.
Yeah.
And who doesn't, right?
That's an easy sell, right? Yeah. Free money.
And that's what Debbie does. She's in the car a lot. She's a sales rep, so you've got the radio on all the time, just waiting for your month to be called out. Isn't that right, Debbie?
That's correct.
And it finally happened. Well done.
Thank you.
What are you going to spend the money on, babe?
Oh, well, it's my birthday next week, so Ooh. Who knows?
Well, hopefully we can get you some cash, all right.
Hey, yes. What are you selling, Debbie?
Wardrobes.
So, like, built-ins or, like... Oh,
yeah,
nice
built-in.
One.
Built-ins.
Do you have a nice wardrobe at home? I always feel like if you sell something, you never have, like, what you're selling.
Well, it took me, like, 3 years. I just had these crappy things on the wall, waited until I got what I wanted, and they're awesome. They're beautiful.
The luxury walk-in robe type of situation.
That's it.
Oh, I love it. I'm very jealous.
I need to get mine upgraded now I hear this.
Oh, well, Debbie's on the phone now.
Yeah, righto. I'll give you a call after.
Hey, Debbie, Cravo's got heaps of money.
Well, that's absolutely not true.
So you sell him the most expensive model you have.
How ridiculous.
Gold trimmings for you.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Spinning these balls.
Okay.
For $1,225.
Oh, dear, Debbie, were you born on the 9th of September?
No.
You said your birthday was next week. As soon as I saw the 9, I'm like, no!
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
Sorry, Debbie.
Thanks for playing.
These
Appreciate
things
it.
Happen. That's the way it is.
Another chance to win, though, before 9.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, Harley Breen is coming on the show next. I don't know if you watched it last night. Brand new show on Win called Making It, which is really cool. Channel 10 always come out with, like, the really random and unique TV shows.
They're quirky.
But they work, right?
Absolutely.
More MasterChef got bashed when they first said they were making that.
Like cooking on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
What
Huge
are you talking
hit.
About?
Masked Singer. I know they didn't come up with it, but still, no other network.
Well, no, this is really cool. So basically, there's 10 contestants, right? And they all go on the show, and they have random challenges where they have to make just random things.
Yeah,
so it's really handy, man.
It's like craft cross DIY on telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're joined by the host of the show, Harley Breen, in minutes at New FM.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Amy Shark, Keith Urban, Love Songs Aim for Us at New FM. It is 11 degrees at Nobby's. Right now, I'm Egg.
Australia went absolutely nuts last night with this brand new show to Channel 10. Making It Australia, a DIY's absolute dream. I know we around the team just said how horrible we are at DIY, but these people are absolutely amazing. 13 people going up against each other for $100,000.
Decent prize.
Decent prize. Mm. And Harley Breen's on the show. Good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you? Hey,
doing mate. Really, really well. Now, first of all, DIY, are you into it? Are you any good?
I it's all subjective, isn't it? So I don't know if I'm good or not, but I'm definitely into it. I love it. I could list some of the injuries I've inflicted on my three children, but, you know, it's all about parenting, isn't it?
Hey, yeah. Harley, this show was the number two trending topic on Twitter last night. Now, you and Susie, so great on this show. So many positive reviews. Have you already planned what you're going to spend with the pay rise next season when it gets renewed?
Oh, you know how this industry works very well. Yeah, you're right. I signed a one-year deal.
Of course you did. You're no fool. You could see the potential. You two have, like, great chemistry as well. Like, I think this is a great partnership you've got going on.
Oh, it's an absolute dream. Susie and I have known each other for 15 years now because of the comedy industry. We've been at festivals. We've been mates, you know, the kind of mates where you catch up at the end of the night of shows and you have a drink. And then we were cast in this, and it was the first time that we'd properly worked together, and it was an absolute dream. She's a great mate and an exceptional host, and it made the whole experience that much better.
You're obviously well-known comedian, very successful. Now, when you get approached to do something like this, and they say, "Hey, we want you to host a DIY reality show," was your first thought first like, "What the hell?
What am I going to do on the block?"
Well, I was very fortunate because I'd already seen the American version, I knew what it was, and I'm a big fan of Nick Offerman's craft. It, not so much his acting and his comedy, which I think is great, but he's a master craftsman, and I aspire to be something like that. You know. know, he makes handmade canoes, and I'm pretty similar. I made a raft out of an old pallet that I put in a dam in country Victoria, and it sank with my kids on it. So, you know.
Yeah, hey, you got to see how well those swimming lessons had paid off, so that was a win. But he, like, that's so incredible because obviously he plays that character in Parks and Recreation, but he really does know his hard woods, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, he genuinely knows what he's talking about. Look, I'd love the opportunity to work with him. I would have loved the opportunity on this show that I'd be fortunate enough to get to host to be making stuff in the barn because there were so many things that you could get your hands on. Mm. If you imagine anything that you could find in a Spotlight or a Bunnings, it was there in the barn, but I had no time to make anything, although I did stick myself to a few benches by accident.
Put away the super glue.
There's so many different people in this as well. We've got like a kids entertainer, metal artist, prop makers, graphic designers, animators. Is there anyone that you're particularly drawn towards?
Yeah, look, we don't play favourites, but I just loved Andrew, who is the scrap metal sculpturist. He was our oldest maker and just a gem of a bloke. And he was a really easy guy to just be around and learn off because he wasn't one of those kinds of guys that just told you how to do things. He just was in the space and showed you, and he was very humble. And I think he's an exceptional artist, and viewers will get to know him over the series.
No, it's so good. Congrats on... I hope it works for you guys, man. It was such a great show last night. And also, just before we let you go, loving the long hair at the moment. Really good.
Thank you. Thank you. It's pandemic collateral damage, mate. I just went, I couldn't be bothered even doing a home haircut, so it's just going long.
Yeah, you've always been famous for the moustache, but now you've got the hair to match. It's
the dreamy
awesome.
Locks.
Thanks, Harley. Thanks, man. Of course, Making It Australia continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 10 and 10 Play On Demand, guys.
That's right. But finding out all the rest of the gossip with producer Jackson up next. Good morning, man.
Good morning. I want to chat with you three about Wendy Williams because she's been a little bit MIA and I have the exact reason why. Also,
yes.
Let's double back to the Britney Spears engagement. Someone's apologised. I'm going to tell you all about that next.
Thank you, sir. Details in minutes at New FM. Good morning.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss?
Producer Jackson is here. He's got everything goss for us. What's going on, man?
All right, so you know how I told you yesterday about the whole Britney Spears prenup saga where
that's Sam, right.
Her fiancé was like, no, we're getting an ironclad prenup in case she does to me. I'm going to protect my Jeep and her shoe collection. this was like third, like the first person who sort of commented on this was Octavia Spencer. Now, do you know her? She's an actress. She's huge. Anyway, she's actually come out now and apologized because the Britney Army, or whatever they call her, her fans have actually come after her and started trolling her online. And she said that she's incredibly sorry. It was very insensitive and she just wanted to make them laugh and not cause pain. Now, I don't know how sort of joking about a prenup and the fact that he's going to take all of her money is trying to make someone laugh. It's kind of rude, don't you reckon?
The whole situation is a bit weird because they've been together for, what, 5+ years now?
Mm. Yeah, they've been together for ages.
So they both know what's going on and in the relationship. Like, why does everyone...
It's just because Britney's so prominent in the media at the moment, given the conservatorship.
That'd be it.
Everyone thinks they can have an opinion on it.
Like, they know
even
what's happening.
Even Octavia.
In their situation.
I just think shame on her for paying them out. Sam's a much bigger man than I am, because I'm look, everyone thinks I'm sweet and nice, but I'm actually the king of petty sometimes. He's come out and he said no hard feelings whatsoever. I wouldn't have even responded, and I would have put a dog poo bag, flaming dog poo bag on her doorstep.
I think these guys have great chemistry together. I follow Sam on Instagram. He has like,
yes,
fitness business. Just for, I like to see the fitness tips. But they have such great chemistry together. I think this is going to last for Brit. I really do.
Mm.
Yeah, you just hope that because he's got great pecs, right, Maddie?
Well,
I was going to hit you up, actually. Do you think you can maybe ask him for an interview and we'll promote his fitness business?
We'll promote his pecs, sure.
Yeah. See, but what you got to remember, they've been together 5 years. 5 years in celebrity relationship years is like 30 years for a normal person.
Oh, especially for Britney Spears. No, 5 years is like 97 years.
It's like dog years, you know. You times it by seven or whatever it is, and away you go.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Let's talk Wendy Williams now, because she's been MIA, and I haven't heard any controversy from her. So I was like, I'm going to do a little bit of a Google about old Wendy, because, you know, I haven't seen her TV show pop up. I haven't seen her burping and farting in front of a live audience.
Where's she been farting these days?
I know. Well, apparently in home quarantine, because they said that she was supposed to come back and start filming this month, but she's now not going to start her new show until mid-October. Now, they've released a press release, and they've said, while continuing her health evaluations, Wendy has tested positive for a breakthrough case of COVID-19. Oh. Now, I find this very interesting, a breakthrough case of COVID-19, like she's one of the first. But remember when she referred to COVID-19 as Cronova?
Yes,
I do. That's right.
She kind of said it was a bit of a scam. Don't be scared of Cronova. It's not going to get you.
Got her. Did she, is she, like, do we know how she's recovering? Is she vaccinated? Probably not, by the sounds of it.
She's not vaccinated. There's a very fascinating interview with her, and I don't know that, well, what's his name? That very prominent doctor in the US that does that daily talk show. But she had an argument with him on air, and it was so awkward. Watch that if you can. Very interesting. But, yeah, they're saying that she's fine. She's just recovering from home. I mean, she's rich. She's got all the money to pay for the fancy treatments that they have that cost $1 million. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the US, too, they're a little bit hectic with how they approach coronavirus. They do all the experimental stuff if you're rich. So she says she's fine.
I would love for them to play the Wendy Williams show here in Australia. Like, replace Ellen with Wendy. It would go off. Mm.
Oh, 100%. Also, too, very quickly, speaking about celebrities with coronavirus, did you hear the New South Wales Health Department's response to Nicki Minaj the other day?
Yeah,
yes. We spoke about her earlier.
Smacked her down.
It was fascinating. Oh, I loved it. I'm there for that level of pettiness.
I don't think Nicki cared.
No,
she probably didn't see it, but like I thought it was hilarious. I was like, oh, sick burn.
Sassy person's working in their social media department?
So that's where you've been, Jackson.
Well, they actually said, we promised to leave the rapping to Nicki Minaj if she leaves the medicine to the doctors and the scientists.
I thought what we'd do is maybe just close this segment with Wendy Williams' best bit. I've got it right here, guys.
But you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got batteries.
Thanks, Wendy.
Newcastle's 105.3 UFM.
Bonobos.
Thank you, sir. I agree with that song. Very creepy. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but... Anyway, up next, guys. Meg, you've been on the show for, 7 weeks now?
6 or 7, I'm losing count.
Yeah, coming up to 2 months, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Are you enjoying it?
I love it, of course.
Well, as time goes on, we're starting to learn more and more about you. And yesterday, I'm not going to lie, a little bit shocked at some behaviour that I witnessed. Crevo, you were in the room too. All I'm going to say is, coming up next, we're introducing you to Meg the Sailor.
Just have a think about that. We'll give you no more information right now, but who knew?
Mm.
Wash that mouth.
You saw a side of me yesterday.
Dreams right now at UFM. Good morning. Jolly and Petch, great job on that song, hey. That's one of the best remakes I've heard in a long time. Dreams
awesome.
At New FM. And right now, guys, we are talking Meg the Sailor. Yesterday, Meg, of course, you were chasing the Kid Laroi tickets. He's coming to Australia on tour.
Very excited.
And you were like, 11 a.m., I need to get on the website and I need to ensure that I definitely get these tickets.
I gave you warning. I said from 11 o'clock onwards, I'm not here. I was checked out. You guys were planning stuff and whatnot. I said, look, I'm not going to be involved until I get these tickets.
It was like, you know, when at a library, sometimes you see somebody working away on a laptop or in a cafe.
And the world
could be happening around them and they're just in, but it's them and the laptop. Like, you know, two objects in a simple symbiotic relationship. That was Meg.
The reason I'm calling you Meg the Sailor is because you weren't having any success getting the tickets.
I
thought you were a sweet and innocent young girl, Meg, but no, no, no. You, my dear, swear like a sailor.
It was a stressful situation. I swear a lot when I'm stressed, okay?
I love that you do. Don't swear, kids. It's not good.
Don't swear. It's not good. But when you're in a very frustrating situation, like adults can be, where they're trying very hard
to get Kid Leroy tickets.
It's not even the fact that they were Kid Leroy tickets. They were gig tickets in general. I miss concerts. I wanted concert tickets.
And let's list off the things that got abused at the Wi-Fi, the laptop, the website.
You guys copped it at once.
We copped it.
Yeah.
The room, the keyboard that you have connected to the laptop.
Yeah, everything.
Your phone, your friend who made you get them.
My will to live at one point because I could not get through.
It was full on.
Tell me, Meg, do you usually drop a swear word now and again?
Every so often. Like, it's not overly common, but...
You can be yourself on this team, Meg.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, we all do it, right?
But the fact that you were so shocked at my outburst.
Well, I just never heard you swear before.
Yes, and you have.
No, not like that.
Yes,
not
you...
like that.
All we've heard is sweet and innocent, Meg.
A bull.
And then
out
came the, well, very full on. Like, if you didn't know what you were doing on that laptop, you'd be very worried. Let's just say that.
Hey, Meg, are you all right? It was just one constant. We tried to record the audio, but it was just too many beeps.
Listen, beep the Wi-Fi and beep this laptop
but
and beep the screen.
What was my reaction like when I finally got the tickets?
Oh, I mean...
It was probably even more swift.
I thought, when you actually got them, the reaction was, I would say, more excited than you winning Lotto.
Probably.
It was full on.
That's what it felt like. Absolutely, because I feel really, really bad, because the only way that I actually got the tickets was somebody else, some poor other person must have timed out on their Ticketek account, and I've swooped.
You've sniped them.
I think I sniped them.
Like an old school eBay auction.
It was like a mixture of yay and all that poor person, but more yay.
Well, I'm going to put it out there. I think you've got the biggest potty mouth on the team, Meg.
I don't know.
You should have heard me when I missed out on My Chemical Romance tickets about 2 months ago.
I was in a radio studio
at that point too, and very lucky the microphone was not on because they probably would have been cancelled. Their radio license would have been cancelled.
Good for us.
Yeah, well, hey, that'd be the dream, right?
Oh, well, there you go, Meg. Wash your mouth out, Tom.
Okay. All right.
Just a little bit.
Birthday Lotto up next, yeah?
Yeah, what month are we looking for, Chris?
I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as August. So if you were born in August, 13/10/09, it's your chance at the cash.
All right, we'll do it next at New FM. Good morning.
Bonobos, when you wake up on New FM.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. Thursday is here, 8:51. Free money right now.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
$1,225. We're nearly at a weekend. Going into the weekend with that kind of cash would be spectacular. And all you need is a birthday to
win. That's right.
And not to mention... your chance to win right across the workday as well. Easy as.
It could happen at any time. So you've got to have New FM on all the time.
That's
Let's meet our contestant this morning. Her name is Sally. She's from Charlestown. And is currently pulling apart a BB-8 Star Wars Lego. Is that yours?
No, it's my daughter's, but I'm pulling it apart to give it to my sister-in-law.
Do you guys, like, trade, that? Like, you build it and then you swap it for something else, or...?
No, she actually collects them.
Oh, okay. So she wants to the pleasure of building it again, is that it?
Yes.
Nice
yes,
one.
Definitely.
Oh, that's cool.
And it gets it out of your house, too.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'd be happy with.
There's that.
Hey,
I'm dusting it bit by bit with a toothbrush.
Oh, bless.
Oh, too much, Sally.
That's like a lot of free time in lockdown, isn't it? You can clean your individual Lego bricks. What did you do this weekend? Oh, I cleaned like 400 Lego bricks.
I think there's more than 400 on one of those.
What a thrill.
I love it. Let's do this, guys. Let's win you this money, Sally.
You can buy some pretty sweet Lego with $1,000.
Don't spend it on that. You just give it away.
Yeah. All right. What month? Keep forgetting what month we're looking for. August. All right.
August time.
Sally, were you born on the 6th of August?
Oh, the 9th.
Oh, so close.
Now,
sorry.
Meg, if you turn it upside down.
No, you cannot do that.
Unfortunately not.
It's very clear.
Sorry, Sally.
Maddie did try for you, though.
Oh, I did.
He did try.
He really wants to give it away.
I know. Well, so do I, but, yeah. You know.
But we're given more chances to give it away, though. After 9.
Could happen any time.
Producer Jackson might give it away at 9:05. Who knows?
That's right.
Technically possible.
Hey, guys. 105 minutes commercial freeze. Kicking off next with Jackson. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, thank you. I don't like ads, so I've ditched them for you. 105 minutes commercial free with... Galantis, David Guetta, Little Mix, Heartbreak Anthem for your Thursday morning. We're going to go back to the 90s with the Screaming Jets and Better. And, oh, this sounds so good. 105 minutes commercial free with Kygo, Whitney Houston's Higher Love coming up on New FM.
Hey, guys, don't forget you can rate the music now at newfm.com.au. Yes. Tell us how we're doing with the music. The bosses do listen. Great prize on offer. We have one of 10 $100 vouchers for Your Food Collective. Feel good food delivered. Insanely fresh, locally and ethically sourced groceries right to your door. Yourfoodcollective.com. The groceries from this place are so delicious.
Oh, you want to win this. And rate the music's just a fun thing to do. Like, you make it part of your habit to do it.
You know when you go to Coles or Woolies and do your shop, or Aldi, or wherever you go, and you see the fancy version of, like, the sausages, for example, yeah. And you're like, man, I really want to get those, but I don't want to pay $15 for 4 sausages.
Yeah.
These guys have that level of quality.
Yeah, but it's great value.
And it's all awesome. Locally sourced as well, which is even better. You're not getting it from somewhere in Queensland. It's coming from right here in the Hunter.
That's right. newfm.com.au. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.